You start with what they can do, and then you gradually build it up. You're going to find that out, okay? If I've got younger kids that maybe I don't have enough language to just repeat, okay, you can do directions, all right? You know, you have little two-year-olds, stand up and touch your nose. And the kid stands up and touches their nose. Yay, you did it! And you throw them in the air, and it's all exciting, okay? If I've got a child who, who's into Nerf guns, okay? You can have a Nerf gun, and you can say, all right, Johnny, I want you to shoot the tree, and the slide, and the swing, and the rock. And then do, 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 okay? It's random. It's sequential. Okay, you're not teaching them to memorize a sequence. All right, notice how every single one that I've given all of you is different. It's short-term memory. If you're teaching them the same thing over and over again, you're not teaching them to do anything, okay? So you can have a wide variety of things. But the one thing that's really important, okay, sequential, they have to tell it to you in the right order. If they're not telling it to you in the right order, they didn't quite get it. Yeah?
What if they want to keep doing it? And you said just a minute, but
nope.
They want to keep going.
Nope, we'll do it again later. Come on, let's go do something else. Because then they're that much more looking forward to doing it again, okay? All right, that's where we mess up, is we spend way too much time doing something to the point of exhaustion, and the kid's like, I hate this.